As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to turn to the scriptures. We're going to be continuing here in week two of Lent and the season of Lent, and we're this week still in the Gospel of Luke 13, verses 31 through 35. The words are on the screen. Before I read, let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship, for the opportunity to gather together on this beautiful day as a community of faith, as we strive to love you with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as ourselves. And may we, through your grace, strive to do that every day. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. It says, at that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. We face obstacles on a daily basis. At least today we didn't have that obstacle of losing an hour of sleep, but we face obstacles on a regular basis. We sometimes will create obstacles or sometimes challenges for ourselves, and then we try to overcome them. Some of these help us grow to be better humans, better people. Maybe it's getting a degree or shifting to a new profession. Maybe it's setting a budget for the first time and pulling ourselves out of debt financially. Maybe it's running a race for the first time or climbing a mountain. Obstacles are there that we set for ourselves to improve some part of ourselves. Maybe it's going to a Bible study or praying. They help us improve ourselves spiritually and emotionally, physically, financially. And even though they are difficult to achieve, we put ourselves through tough measures to accomplish them. We challenge ourselves. But they can also be fun because we set parameters, we set the goals, we set the boundaries, we set the rewards. These are kind of like internal. We have a little bit of control over them, some control. We get to set the steps in order to accomplish them. For instance, like if we go back to some of the examples I mentioned, if we're going to get out of debt, then spending patterns have to change. And we're able to kind of figure out where we want to cut. If it was a degree, then we probably need to change maybe the way we study and the way we live our life, our social patterns. If it was to run a race or climb a difficult mountain, then we would have to prepare ourselves by training, by what we eat and how we work out. We sign up for these things. Sometimes we even pay money to be part of them. At the gym I go to, we have these called benchmarks, and every so often you do these benchmarks, and you have to figure out, you know, are you improving, or are you going backwards, or how are you moving through the process? Challenges that we set for ourselves. On the other hand, some obstacles that come our way, we do not actually design or create for ourselves. They can be difficult. They can be draining on us spiritually and emotionally and physically and financially. We call them these external obstacles. They can be unexpected health concerns or unexpected family concerns or unexpected financial hardships or obstacles that we kind of have to figure out how we're going to respond. But when we are able to push through, we're often stronger because of it. You know, as we continue with this, pushing through this cancer journey that this last 15 months today has brought to my family, you know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and tomorrow is the 12-year anniversary of my brother taking his own life and all the obstacles it created. For Jesus, God's passionate dream, God's compassionate desire, the bold determination is to gather God's human children closer and closer in God's love and embrace. And this was at the center of God's work. God seeking to draw and embrace and expand and include and welcome God's children into the family of humanity that God intended from creation. We see that all throughout the Gospels, and especially here in the Gospel of Luke. And as we read through the scriptures, we see some obstacles that Jesus faced throughout his ministry, especially as it progressed and grew. Many of the obstacles that Jesus faced were because of his love for others. If that's an obstacle I would go into, my love for others. Luke saw it as a persistent intent on the part of Jesus to bring in the cast out and to raise up those who are beaten down and to bring those on the extremities of the social order close to the heart of God. That sounds like some good news. That's something I want to get behind. We all want to get behind. Everyone wants to get behind that, right? Well, actually, not everyone did. And the most obvious obstacles that Jesus faced were from members of the political and religious establishments who felt threatened by Jesus. They felt like their power and control of who was in and out was being threatened. As Jesus is saying to the people that those who will be first will be last and last will be first. They didn't like that. So Jesus' first obstacle is to feel threatened by the ministry. They felt threatened by the ministry of Jesus and the ways in which Jesus heals and forgives. The other obstacle that Jesus faced in this particular scripture was from Jesus's within Jesus and his love for Jerusalem. In the scripture, we see that neither obstacle, even his own death, can stop him from reaching the goal of loving his children. Let's look at how Jesus handled these. For Jesus, there's no turning back. He's on a course, and as we move through this Lenten season, we're moving closer to the cross in which Jesus gives his life and his death and is resurrected, but we're moving that way, and there's nothing that's going to stop Jesus from fulfilling. He can't be interrupted, not even by a dangerous, murderous leader. The Pharisees came and warned Jesus about Herod Antipas, who's had it with Jesus, and they came to tell Jesus, just give up. He has you marked for death. Get out of town. Give up your mission. And Jesus responded, you tell that fox that I'll keep pressing forward to the goal that's set before me. We associate foxes with being clever or cunning, but the truth is that a fox is deceptive and wily, and a small animal reduced to chasing weak animals, such as defenseless chicks. Jesus was not going to be deceived from accomplishing his goals. Jesus continued to show courage to continue on, and he wouldn't let the pressures of that external obstacle to stop him from the goal that is set before him. The mission, the work, the casting out of evil spirits, the healing of the people. He's going to complete his work. Jesus traveled through many villages and towns. The city of Jesus on his radar was Jerusalem, and he knew what it meant to go to Jerusalem. And he tells us in this passage that surely no prophet can die outside of Jerusalem. He knew going back to Jerusalem would be fatal, and yet he continued on. He cared too much about every single person to turn his back. But Jerusalem, this cherished city, has responded to God's clear love for them with rebellion and self-ambition and violence. And Jesus holds these two in tension. And that's why, you know, he was struggling. This love for the city and where he was going would also be the death of him. In this way, Jerusalem is a stand-in for all of us here, that his love for us is so strong that it leads to his death. He compares his love for Jerusalem to a mother hen's love for her chicks and her desire to gather and protect and to cherish them. It's interesting that out of all the animals that Jesus could have chosen from Noah's Ark's plethora of animals, except for the unicorn who missed the boat, Jesus chooses a chicken. A chicken. Could have chosen an eagle or a leopard or a lion or something strong. But a chicken. There's jokes about chickens crossing roads. But Jesus uses a chicken or a hen as an example of his desire for protection. There's a story about a chicken. Once upon a time, there was a chicken house next to a barn. And after a lightning strike one evening, it erupted into flames, and the little township volunteer fire department was not able to save either the barn or the chicken house. And the next day, the farmer went out to where the chicken house was and started kind of digging through ashes, and he made an amazing discovery that underneath the body of a mother hen, he found six chicks that had survived the fire. That in the heat of the battle, the inferno, the mother hen had moved towards the chicks to get under her body and her wings for protection. And even though she had burned, she had gave life to her chicks. Kind of an example of how Jesus going to Jerusalem knew what was going to take place, but he went anyway. Even though he was 33-year-old, still a young person with amazing promise, a possible world of adventure that laid before him, he could have had it all. He could have experienced no pain. He put it all aside, the pleasures and popularity, in order to follow God's direction. You know, weak people offer up boasting, threats, and words of intimidation. But the truly strong person looks death in the face and gives his or her life for a cause bigger than him or herself. Jesus gives up everything, his very life, in order to fulfill his eternal mission of salvation. But it wasn't just because he cared for Jerusalem. It was because he cares for every man, every woman, every young person, every child on this earth, no matter who they are or where they live. Jesus cared too much about you and me. Friends, we face obstacles every day. Some are some obstacles that we have some control over, whether we're going to show up or not. Some are obstacles that we don't control. How do we handle them? Do we keep on going or do we stop? I'm not saying do we just keep going to go, but thoughtfully go. Jesus is on an unstoppable course towards Jerusalem, but that also means that he's on an unstoppable course towards us, toward our hearts, with a determination that will not be blocked. Not an obstacle that was put in place by the Pharisees or the Sadducees or by us. Do we have a commitment to set ourselves toward Jesus? Will we be stopped by the people on earth who might not be pleased with the path that we've chosen? Will we be stopped by the obstacles outside of ourselves? Will we be stopped by the obstacles that arise within ourselves? Friends, keep pushing forward. Keep pressing forward towards the prize that God has set before us. May we strive each and every day towards that goal. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for the opportunity to continue to grow each and every day as we move closer and closer to you with our life. God, we know that there are obstacles that come our way, some that we set for ourselves and some that we never wanted to experience. But Lord, we know that through your grace and your love that you have for us, that you might somehow use those obstacles to help us grow closer to you, closer to one another. Lord, be with us as we move towards the cross, in which you gave yourself in love that we might know love. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.